Let's ask it a different way. Either, this is the initial invoice, Prime Minister, initial invoice, either the taxpayer paid the initial invoice, or it was the Conservative Party, or it was a private donor, or it was the Prime Minister. So I'm making it easy for the Prime Minister. It's now multiple choice. There are only four options. It should be easier than finding the chatty rat, Mr. Speaker. So I ask the Prime Minister again, who paid the initial invoice, Prime Minister, for the redecoration of the Prime Minister's flat? The initial invoice.
Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I've given him the answer, and the answer is I have covered the costs, and I think most people will find it absolutely bizarre. And of course there's an Electoral Commission investigating this, and I can tell him that I've conformed in full with the code of conduct, with ministerial code, and officials have been kept, have been advising me throughout this whole thing, but I think people will think it absolutely bizarre that he is focusing on this issue. When what people want to know is what plans the Labour government might have to improve the life of people in this country. And let me tell you, if he talks about housing again, we're helping people on the house. I'd rather not spend taxpayers' money, by the way, like the last Labour government, we spent £500,000 of taxpayers' money on the Downing Street flat. I'd rather, yes they did, tarting it up. I would much rather help people get on the property ladder, and it's this Conservative government that has built 244,000 homes in the last year, which is a record over 30 years. This is a government that gets on with delivering on the people's priorities while he continually raises, I think, issues that most people would find irrelevant to their concerns.
Keir Starmer.
Mr. Speaker, he talks of priorities. What's he spending his time doing? This is a Prime Minister who, during the pandemic, was nipping out of meetings to choose wallpaper at £840 a roll. Just last week, he spent his time phoning journalists to moan about his old friend Dominic Cummings. And he's telling the civil service to find out who paid for the redecoration of his flat. The Cabinet Secretary has been asked to investigate who paid for the refurbishments in the flat.